This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. As expected, Erin Hamlin's final Olympics started with her carrying the American flag into the opening ceremony of the Pyeongchang Games. The USA luge veteran won a vote held by her fellow Team USA athletes and was originally from Remsen, New York. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has ruled that 45 Russian athletes who were excluded from the Pyeongchang Olympics over doping concerns can't compete. A vetting process was designed to exclude Russian athletes from the Games if IOC officials weren't sure they were clean, even if they hadn't been banned for doping. The Games will still include 168 Russians who have been invited as Olympic athletes from Russia, competing in neutral uniforms under the Olympic flag. The chairman of the U.S. Olympic Committee says there will be no American bid for the 2026 Winter Games, but that the committee will keep its options open for 2030. In NBA news, Cleveland Cavaliers fans will have to buy programs to identify the overhauled team. About half the roster was turned over before today's NBA trade deadline, with guard Isaiah Thomas, Dwayne Wade, and Derrick Rose among six players and two draft picks dealt by the Cavs. The Celtics have added depth to their front court by signing free agent center Greg Monroe, who was waived by the Suns after being traded by the Bucks in November. In other NBA news, the Celtics stayed ahead of Toronto by outlasting the Wizards 110-104. In NFL news, Jimmy Garoppolo signed a record-breaking 5-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers that will pay him a reported $137.5 million. The package keeps him off the free agent market next month without forcing the team to use the 1-year franchise tag. San Francisco acquired Garoppolo from New England. In NHL news, the Flyers downed the Canadiens 5-3, Buffalo won over the Islanders 4-3, and the New York Rangers has waived defenseman Brandon Smith less than 8 months after re-signing him for a 4-year, $17 million contract. In local sports, Vermont's men's basketball team stays unbeaten in America East, beating UAlbany 72-67. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.